I don't think we've peaked. You know, there are certain areas of our game that we need to work on, and we're continuing to work on it. And you know, it's finding the consistency every night, and kind of bringing that intensity that when it comes playoff time, you know, we're going to be kind of hitting the ground running. You know, obviously, it's tough to replicate that intensity and that emotion in the game every night. But you know, it's important that you almost prime yourself for that. And you know, I think you look at the first half, we can be happy with kind of the results and you know where we're sitting. But you know, we obviously know that we're going to continue need to keep growing. And there's a lot of good teams, not only on our side in our conference, but in the other conference as well. So if you know we want to be competitive at the end of the year, you know there's going to be areas of our game that we need to continue to grow.
What's the team's goal in the second half?
I don't know if there's a specific goal. I think we're coming to the rink and you know, we're trying to improve. That's you know individually and that's as a team. So collectively, that when we go out there every night, we give ourselves the best chance to win. You know, we have a lot of skill in this room, and you know sometimes we get by on winning, and you know our top guys carrying us. But it's going to be important that we develop a formula for success that. You know, maybe if you're not getting a lot of power plays in the playoffs, or you know, the other team's top lines or top D pairings are shutting down your top lines, that you're still finding ways to win, and you know, that's defending solidly, and that's having a solid penalty kill, and that's getting solid goaltending. So you know, I think that's kind of what we're going to look for in the second half.
Particularly has handled the expectations. So much talk about expectations coming into the year, Adam, in the first half.
Well, you know, I think. You know, the media puts a lot of pressure on us. Thank God there's Toronto. They throw a lot of pressure on them, so maybe we don't have as much. But, you know, we come into this year, and you know, we had huge strides last year and to go to the Western Conference Final. And I think we really turned the corner, and you know, we wanted to establish ourselves as a real strong franchise and, you know, a team that can compete every night. And kind of moving forward, you have to handle that pressure. There's going to be that pressure to win every night. You know, it's our jobs to perform and perform under those circumstances. So, you know, I think you know, anytime you can try and emulate that in the regular season, it bodes well to prepare you for, you know, the second half, the stretch run, and, you know, come playoff time.
What did you see on the goal interference? Didn't really have much room to...
Yeah, you know what? I talked to him after it, and, you know, I put him in a tough position. You know, it's important we protect the goalies, and you know, I think if one of their bigger players bumps into Helly, we're obviously going to be looking for a call there, or you know the puck ends up in the back of the net, they're going to be up in arms. So you know, it's a tough play. I'm reading he's going to play it, and he kind of mishandles it, and I'm kind of trying to get in the other lane and just continue on. And you know, he's a big guy, and so there's not a lot of room behind the net. But you know, at the end of the day, that's on the ref to protect the goalies. And you know, I'm not going to really argue that call. That's one that, you know, if someone bumps Helly, you know, I'd be thankful that they called it for us as well.
So, Adam, when you come out of the box and they've, of course, scored, do you almost have a little extra motivation maybe to go have a strong shift? And in your case, you score a goal?
Yeah, I think, you know, I try and play a real disciplined game. You know, I try and play hard but fair and try and stay out of the box as much as I can. And you never like to see yourself put your team down and then them score on it. You know, I thought we'd had a real strong first, so to come out early in the second put us down and ultimately be down by one for me. You know, it was nice to be able to kind of redeem myself a little bit and kind of get us going again.
How would you describe your line tonight? Do you think that you guys can set the tone for this group maybe early on?
You know, I think every line on our team kind of brings something different. I think we have two wingers that are real tenacious on the puck. You look at They create a lot of second pucks and a lot of hurried passes and pucks that get on the wall, and we're able to bat some things down and create some zone time. And you know, it's important that, you know, I think early in the game we had one shift where Ben's line, they'd ice the puck, and we come out and we hold them in their zone for another 30 seconds. And you know, you don't necessarily create many chances, but you know, chances are the next shift they get out there, they're going to be a little tired and they might not be as dangerous. And I think it's little things like that that are important in the long run of the game.